This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Vehicular movement along the east-west highway in Nawalparasi East disrupted following the collapse of Dumki Bas Bridge. CDO informs construction of a diversion has been completed for traffic resumption. National Unity Day and Prithvi Narayan Shah's 303rd birth anniversary being commemorated today. Ministry of Health and Population urges people to take precautions when lighting fire or using heating appliances. And death toll rises as 153,000 people are under evacuation in Los Angeles. Now, the news in detail. Vehicular movement along the east-west highway in Nawalparasi-Bardagat, Susta East, was disrupted after a bridge over the Baniyani River collapsed at 5 p.m. last evening. The chief district officer of Nawalparasi-Bardagat, Susta East, Arun Pokhrel, stated that the vehicular movement was completely obstructed after a 246-meters-long bridge collapsed in Dumki Bas of Baniyani-Tribeni Rural Municipality. CDO Pokhrel mentioned that the central part of the bridge had collapsed and the construction of a diversion has been completed for traffic resumption. CDO Pokhrel informed that the arrangements have been made to divert small vehicles to meet the highway at Gumbachok through Baniyani Triveni 2 via Jamire and Triveni Crusher, which requires a detour of about 5 kilometers. As a second route, arrangements have been made to operate larger vehicles by detouring about 18 kilometers from near Jamire petrol pump through CG Chok, Dadajor and Hongsi Gate and reaching the highway. National Unity Day and the 303rd birth anniversary of King Prithvi Narayan Shah, who initiated the campaign for national unification, is being commemorated throughout the country by organizing various programs today. Prithvi Narayan Shah was born on 7th January 1723 in Gorkha. He ascended the throne of the Gorkha Kingdom on April 3, 1743 and started the unification of Nepal. He is also credited for moving the royal seat of power from Gorkha to Kathmandu. Before the unification, Nepal was divided into 52 principalities. King Prithvi Narayan Shah became successful in expanding Nepal's border to the Tista River in the east, to the Chepe River in the west. After his death, his successors further expanded Nepal's western borders to Kangra. Prithvi Narayan Shah is credited with initiating the unification of Nepal with the support of all castes and communities. A special program is taking place at the spot where the late king's statue stands in front of the West Gate to Singhadarbar in the federal capital on the occasion. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the public to take precautions when lighting a fire or using heating appliances, including heaters and geysers, during winter. Issuing a press release, spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, warned that improper ventilation could lead to the accumulation of carbon monoxide, a toxic gas that can cause serious health issues or even death. The Health Ministry advised using such appliances only in well-ventilated areas, avoiding coal-based fires and keeping flammable materials away from heaters. It also recommended turning off heaters before sleeping, ensuring geysers are connected to open areas, and avoiding prolonged stays in bathrooms with the geyser on. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli met with President Ramchandra Paudil at the office of the President in Sital Niwas yesterday. According to the Presidential Secretariat, they discussed current national issues during the meeting. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, Chief Secretary Ek Narayan Arial and other officials were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has assured that the government will continue to prioritize the handicraft sector. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 44th Annual General Assembly of the Federation of Handicraft Associations of Nepal, the Prime Minister pledged the government's full support to promote the sector. Federation President Prachanda Sakya welcomed the government's decision to issue guidelines for using domestic products in the public entities and stressed the need for their effective implementation. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has called for a collective action to address drug abuse, suicide and road accidents. Speaking at a program organized by the National Private and Boarding Schools Association of Nepal in Kanchanpur, the Home Minister stressed the need for a school-level awareness campaign to protect adolescents from drug abuse. Home Minister Lekhak also reminded stakeholders of the constitutional guarantee of free basic education, emphasizing the importance of its effective implementation and improvement in quality. Consumer price inflation in Nepal reached 6.05% in mid-December 2024, up from 4.95% in the same period of 2023. According to Nepal Rashtra Bank's report on the country's macroeconomic and financial situation for the first 5 months of the current fiscal year, food and beverage inflation stood at 9.99%, while non-food and service inflation was 3.92%. Remittances received during this period totaled 640 billion rupees, marking a 4.4% increase compared to the same period last year. The country's gross foreign exchange reserves amounted to $16.76 billion as of mid-December. The government of Nepal has renewed its appeal to the governments of Qatar and Egypt to facilitate the release of Bipin Joshi, a Nepali student believed to be held captive by Hamas. The renewed request was conveyed through the respective ambassadors of the Egypt and Qatar, urging them to take special initiatives for his release. Following the reports, the Hamas plans to release 34 individuals under its captivity. Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Azurana Deoba, has especially requested the assistance of Qatar and Egypt, given their roles as mediators with Hamas, to secure his release within the process. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepali team for the ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket World Cup set to take place in Malaysia has been bid farewell. Minister for Youth and Sports Tejulal Chowdhury, along with the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN officials, wished the team success during a program organized by the CAN. This marks Nepal's first participation in the Women Under-19 World Cup, scheduled from the 18th of January to the 2nd of February. Nepal is placed in Group A alongside Bangladesh, Australia and Scotland. Now on to some international news updates. At least 11 people have been killed in Los Angeles wildfires so far, and it's estimated more than 10,000 homes and other structures have been destroyed. Despite the efforts of thousands of firefighters, the biggest blazes remain mostly uncontained. Weather conditions and the underlying impact of climate change are expected to continue fanning the flames for days to come, and there is intense scrutiny of officials' preparedness for the disaster. Authorities say they expect a death toll will increase. In Los Angeles County, some 153,000 people are under evacuation orders as of Friday. Many of them fled their homes with just the belongings they could carry. More than 10,000 buildings have been razed by the fires, which are the most destructive in the history of LA. A man was arrested on Thursday afternoon after residents suspected that he was attempting to start a new fire. However, the cause of the original fires are not yet known. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light snowfall is likely in some places of the high hilly and mountainous regions and light rainfall is on forecast at a few places of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces today. The division has advised adopting precautions as fog and haze are likely to occur in many places of the Tarai and the Kathmandu Valley in the morning, affecting normal daily life. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Vehicular movement along the east-west highway in Novalparasi East disrupted following the collapse of Dumki Bas Bridge. CTO informs construction of a diversion has been completed for traffic resumption. National Unity Day and Prithvi Narayan Shah's 303rd birth anniversary being commemorated today. Ministry of Health and Population urges people to take precautions when lighting fire or using heating appliances. And death toll rises as 153,000 people are under evacuation order in Los Angeles. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.